ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. House Republicans in Texas have voted to authorize the sergeant-at-arms to arrest Democratic lawmakers who have left the state in protest of new GOP redistricting efforts in Texas. ABC's Jessica Willey.
In this dramatic fight over redistricting, DPS has been ordered to locate, arrest, and bring back any fleeing lawmakers to the House chamber. Governor Greg Abbott also wants them investigated for possible criminal violations, possibly bribery, he says, suggesting that they are being paid to break quorum.
Republicans plan to shift the state's congressional map to give the GOP as many as five more seats in the midterms. Dozens of Palestinians were killed or wounded Monday at food distribution points and trying to get to airdropped parcels in Gaza. Aid groups say Israel's week-old measures to allow more aid in isn't enough. A major wildfire threatening hundreds of homes in Central California. This is ABC News. A fifth person has now been arrested in connection with a brawl that was captured on video in Cincinnati. The fight starting between a white man and a black man before spreading. Here's ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
The video fueling racial tensions and becoming a flashpoint among politicians. Vice President J.D. Vance, the former Ohio senator, claiming America's cities aren't safe.
You had a grown man who sucker punched a middle-aged woman. We've had way too much lawlessness on the streets of great American cities.
And now police are searching for those responsible for distributing KKK flyers around Cincinnati.
A new option for families at some airports. The TSA has begun a plan called Families on the Fly that lets groups traveling with children 12 and under go through special security lines. Families can also get discounts on TSA PreCheck and a dedicated PreCheck security line for military families. The program, launched in July, is expanding. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. The federal government has pulled funding for a Wisconsin STEM camp that's aimed at helping neurodivergent kids. Savannah Tome Olson reports.
Michael Notaro is the director of the Center for Climatic Research at UW-Madison. He started the first STEM camp 4 years ago in Beloit and has added two more in Madison and Baraboo. They're geared toward middle and high school students and inspired by Notaro's own family.
And the goals of the camps are basically to support and foster neurodiversity, to encourage autistic and neurodiverse youth to consider pursuing science degrees and careers.
The camps were funded by grants from the National Science Foundation, but now they've been canceled. Notaro says because it's geared toward neurodivergent kids, the camp counts as a diversity, equity, and inclusion program. Those types of programs have been targets for the Trump administration.
It was disheartening. It was not surprised at all that it happened. It was, had a pretty hard impact because it was right before the summer when we were getting ready to start up our three camps.
The Coakley Foundation stepped up to keep the camps running this summer. Notaro says thank goodness because families rely on this.
These camps help their kids develop advocacy, build social skills and friendships. In the last 4 years, we've had youth from middle school and high school age kids come from 35 different communities across Wisconsin and Illinois. It's across about a 300-mile radius. So, and it really demonstrates the fact that families are willing to drive very long distances for these camps.
The future is uncertain, and Notaro is searching for other ways to fund the camps. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Shally Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
A Brewers win in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers face the Braves again tonight after winning last night 3-1. Isaac Collins, a three-run homer. Starting pitcher, Quinn Priester, going seven innings. Manager, Pat Murphy.
He's been sensational. I was kind of thinking today in about the fifth inning, this kid kind of represents who we are. Nobody knew who Quinn Priester was, and now they do. It's just amazing to see the kid just flourish the way he is.
NFL Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs is out for at least the next 3 weeks after having knee surgery over the weekend. GM Brian Gutekunst on why he signed Hobbs from the Raiders to a four-year deal worth $48 million.
Yeah, we're trying to become a certain kind of football team that can win and win, you know, deep into the playoffs. And there's a certain kind of a physicality that you have to have. And Nate Hobbs brings all that, and that's why we brought him here.
The team has re-signed defensive back Corey Ballantyne after he was released by the Colts. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Green Bay, mostly sunny today. Our high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the mid-60s tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high of 83. There will be a little more of that Canadian wildfire smoke out there again today. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
WTBW. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money, just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, tight, yeah. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 FM, WGBW. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus. Good news. It's not Monday anymore.
Thank you. The C in rap is silent. WGBW.
Get a relaxation.
Hits 97.9 WGBW. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus. 6:14 right now. I rounded up a couple of seconds and temperature roughly around 62. We're looking for 82 today. This is, and it's going to be dry. And I mentioned that because tonight is the night for National Night Out. And that's where people are expected to make an effort to go to a certain area near you in your neighborhood and meet people. It's a basic thing. Meet the people in your neighborhood. In Green Bay, for example, there are going to be three locations. There'll be a get together at Fisk Park, at Mather Heights Park, and also at Navarino Park. There are other locations in Hobart, to De Pere, Wrightstown, the list goes on. We'll get into this a little later on this morning here on the station with local news, Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always On Point.
With new treatments emerging in the fight against Alzheimer's, now is the time for hope. Keep the momentum going and join us in Green Bay on September 27th for the Walk to End Alzheimer's, the world's largest fundraiser to fight the disease. Join us by registering at alz.org/walk.
Attention book lovers. This summer, we are celebrating Northeast Wisconsin's independent bookstores. Visiting Algoma? The gorgeous Yardstick Books on Steel Street is a local gem and a hub for the literary community. Pick up a novel for yourself or a picture book for the kids. Order online at yardstickalgoma.com or stop by on your way to the beach and help keep booksellers in our community.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I tell you, it's a zoo around here. What with all the animals?
We gotta get out of this place.
Turtles. Monkeys.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Birds. And the dog. Yeah, even a bullfrog. Yep, a regular zoo on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Brothers and Sister Rose. Yeah. Treat her like a lady or treat her like an earth angel. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WGBW.
Oh,
just a fool. I'm falling in love with you. I fell for you and I knew the vision of your loveliness.
Grassroots on the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. 625. I'm Dan Marcus, broadcasting from near the city deck, near enough that I could be tempted to have a cold beverage later today when I get off the air. And I'm not talking iced coffee. Seals and Crofts now. News on the way, WGBW.
Difference where you are. can never find another one like you. Part of me is deep down inside you. Can't you feel the whole world is turning? We are real and we are burning.
Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW. Good morning, Dan Marcus. Close enough to call it 6:30. I rounded up. And let's get you up to speed now with a news and information update from the WGBW newsroom.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Sholly Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. That smoky haze is lingering over northeastern Wisconsin today. An air quality advisory has again been extended until noon. It's Canada's second worst wildfire season, with over 4,000 fires this year. That's topped only by 2023, which saw more than 6,000 fires that burned an area of land bigger than Wisconsin. Congressman Tom Tiffany is calling on the Trump administration to bring wildfire management into tariff talks with Canada. Tiffany told conservative talk host Dan O'Donnell yesterday that Canada could do more to control wildfires if they wanted to. Wildfires in Wisconsin, though, are also on the rise. Experts say climate change is extending the state's wildfire season. Meanwhile, Tiffany made those comments while at the Wisconsin State Fair, another potential signal that he's gearing up for a run for governor. And the man accused of setting fire to the office of another Wisconsin congressman has dropped his insanity plea after a psych eval. Congressman Glenn Grothman's Fond du Lac office was set on fire earlier this year, allegedly over his vote in support of a TikTok ban. Meanwhile, the rise in political violence is making a potential candidate for governor in the Democratic field think more carefully about entering. State Senator Kelda Royce of Madison tells the Capital Times newspaper that while she's likely to run, the shooting of Minnesota lawmakers earlier this summer has given her some pause. Royce says she's weighing the risks to herself and her family in today's increasingly hostile political climate. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Sholly Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
The Wisconsin State Fair is happening right now, but that doesn't stop the Wisconsin State Fair Park Board of Directors from already making plans for next year's event. I'm Kylie Allen for the Midwest Farm Report. Today, the Wisconsin State Fair Park Board of Directors Chairman John Yingling shares the details of renovations we can expect to the Ag Village.
So we just got approved in this last biennial budget $21 million in new capital improvements that we'll be making in the fair. $4 million starts with the Ag Village side. I think if you're an exhibitor, you know that the swine and sheep barn have seen better days, could be laid out more efficiently. Poultry has always been in a tent. Discovery Barnyard seen better days. So we are looking to redo that entire area. It starts with the planning money. That was $4 million.
Chairman John Yingling of the Wisconsin State Fair Park Board of Directors along with us. At next year's fair, you can expect more renovations to the grounds for a more accessible and fairgoer-friendly experience. I'll be back with more news after this. You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Farm Technology Days, Generations of Progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There's also a rotary parlor, seminars, and, of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
The U.S. Senate confirmed Luke Lindbergh will serve as the USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs. The vote of 77 to 18 is one that is supported by several agricultural groups. The U.S. Meat Export Federation, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council support Lindbergh. Dan Hallstrom is the president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. He says it's important for the Office of U.S. Trade Representative to be at full strength and urged the Senate to move quickly on the nominee for Chief Agricultural Negotiator. Follow along with Pam Yonke, Stephanie Hoff, Ben Jarbo, and myself as we continue to tell the story of Wisconsin food, fuel, and fiber. You can find us on Facebook at Midwest Farm Report or online at MidwestFarmReport.com. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Kylie Allen.
Green Bay weather.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the mid-60s tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high of 83. There will be a little more of that Canadian wildfire smoke out there again today. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, songs that say "au" in them. Dave Clark 5. Today is National Night Out Day. Yeah, that makes sense. National Night Out Day. That means that this evening, your neighbors are going to be gathering, and why aren't you going to be there? Oh, you don't know where. We'll get into that a little bit in just a few minutes here. But first, here is Mama Cass suggesting you dream a little dream of her on WGBW.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. Leave all worries behind you, but in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Sound advice, keep on dancing and a-prancing. It's the Gentrys and Dan Marcus. Good morning. Thank you for joining me on the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. It's National Night Out Day. So tonight, your neighbors are getting together and you should be there. Meet them if you haven't already. Or maybe you know one or two neighbors and you want to get to know more for whatever reason. It's just a good idea. And it's happening across the nation, and in the Green Bay area, it's happening. Three different parks are holding neighborhood get-togethers. The Fisk Park on Dousman, there's Mather Heights Park on Richardson, and Navarino Park on Stewart. Okay, those are in Green Bay. They're getting together in Ashwaubenon as well, Sand Acres Park, Bellevue at Willow Creek Park. There's DePere, a get-together at Altmyer Elementary School, and Hobart's at Hemlock Creek Elementary School, Howard between 5 and 8 o'clock, Oneida, Pulaski, Suamico, Wrightstown, all having get-togethers. Most of them start, some at 4 o'clock, most by 5 o'clock, and they go between, they'll end at 7, 7.30, 8 o'clock. It depends on the individual community and event. So, good idea. Just get out there. You don't have to do anything except meet people. Now, is that so hard? I'm sorry. Sorry I preached. I'll come down off my soapbox now. It's 644 WGBW.
Experience Northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant, open year-round for all your seasons, from ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000-plus acre Class A musky lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net, www.northernpines.net.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, ooh, crystal blue persuasion. Better get ready. Go to see the light.
News and Timeless Hits, 97.9 FM, WGBW. The station that asks the question, is there such a thing as a bad bratwurst?
There she was, just walking down the street singing. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Single day singing.
are on the road must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you. And you, of tender years, can't know the fears that your elders grew by, and so please help them with your youth. They see the truth before they can die. Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. Them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they
local news, timeless hits, 97.9, WGBW, and Dan Marcus. Then came you, and then came the news. Sports, local weather, all ahead. Next.
Ever since I met you, seems I can't forget you.
Tell me how you feel, baby.
Never knew love before.
Oh, ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hundreds of homes are being threatened by a massive wildfire burning through Los Padres National Forest in Central California. The Gifford Fire spans more than 100 square miles in Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo counties. Skies still hazy across the northern U.S. because of wildfires in Canada. ABC's Stephanie Ramos is in Boston.
Smoke from more than 700 fires in Canada causing hazy skies and hazardous air quality conditions from the Great Lakes to the Northeast. At Boston's Logan Airport, the FAA issuing a brief ground stop because of the smoke. Dozens of flights delayed.
Republican lawmakers in Texas have voted to allow the sergeant-at-arms to arrest Democrats who have left the state rather than vote on a GOP plan to expand their numbers in Congress by drawing new congressional maps. Brazil's Supreme Court has ordered the house arrest of former President Jair Bolsonaro, who's on trial for an alleged coup. This is ABC News. A new Associated Press poll finds that inflation is stressing out families across the country, especially when it comes to costs for groceries. President Trump's latest tariffs haven't even kicked in yet. ABC's Lana Moise with more.
Americans are feeling the strain.